In December 2023, speaking in Queens, Eric Adams compared everyone to, quote, passengers on a plane that he himself was flying. I'm the pilot, folks, and you are all passengers. Stop praying for me to crash the plane. Pray for me to land the plane, because there's no parachutes on this plane. We're all going down together. We're going to land together, or we're going to go down together. This is the mayor of the city of this great city we call New York. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for donating to the Mayoral Benevolent Fund and joining us here on the bonus feed. We're settled in for Eric Adams Part 2. I'm the mayor of this episode, Maddie. I'm here with my deputies, Nova and Riley.
Hi.
We are also joined by special acting deputy mayor and longtime Eric Adams aficionado, Jacobins, Alex Press. Welcome, Alex.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. When I was doing research for this episode, I found your recent article. Eric Adams said crime is out of control. He would know. Very helpful. And also, you are known to the podcast as a longtime Adams watcher.
Adams obsessive.
I really enjoyed that quote that you just read, Massey, from when Eric Adams was in his Decemberists phase, apparently.
Well, I think especially, you know, given what we know now, we know that he's the pilot of a plane and that if the plane crashes, it will land in approximately Bulgaria.
Yeah.
You know, Istanbul is always the first step.
Yeah.
Eric Adams, actually, this is not he tends to fantasize about plane crashes a lot.
Say more immediately.
Sure. So, I mean, his most famous one was that he was asked at the end of last year why he was asked to sum up the year in one word, which he answered with New York, nailed
That's
it
right.
already. And then he continued, this is a place where every day you could wake up and you could experience everything from a plane crashing into our trade center up to a person who's celebrating a new business that's opening. That's a very complex...
That's a spectrum. That's the spectrum of things that can happen in New York.
Oh, yeah. Also, in a similar vein, mentioned that one of the exciting things that could happen is another Sully Sullenberger situation.
Yes, yes, exactly. I've been wanting someone in the New York press corps to ask him what he thinks about Sully Sullenberger. Because with the opening quote you read, so like, if he is the pilot, he is Sully Sullenberger, and then the plane is crashing because it hit the geese. So are the geese...
The FBI.
Yeah, the geese are his haters.
Or their subway crime or the housing crisis.
Oh, sure.
Hitting a big flight of geese all labeled like in a Ben Garrison cartoon.
Yeah. And then he's crashing us into the World Trade Center, which actually... makes him a terrorist.
Eric Adams just idly fantasizing about being the 20th hijacker.
Exactly.
Look, you know what it is? Because he goes to the club with the boys at night, but he wakes up and actually makes his flight on 9/11 for being the 20th hijacker with the men.
The 20th hijacker was really evidencing a failure of waking up with the boys in the morning.
I think the obsession with plane crashes comes from what we were talking about in part one of the episode, which is that this guy is just always on a plane. He just lives on planes.
That's
He's always
fair.
Flying through Istanbul to Buenos Aires. So it's like, because obviously it's the first stop, as we all know.
Well, this is the other interesting theory, is that Eric Adams may be homeless and thus lives at the airport and on flights.
Sure. I mean, honestly, it's like that. It's like that Tom Hanks movie where he's stuck
in
the airport.
Exactly. Exactly.
I knew about the sort of lying about living in his son's apartment thing. I didn't know that he just maybe didn't have one of his own.
Well, you know, he does the classic New York thing of bouncing around. You know, there's the Pauly rumors that, you know, he has his New Jersey.
The what?
Come on. You guys have heard the Pauly.
I've not heard about Eric Adams doing solo Pauly. No.
Okay, well, this is the one that no one has been willing to put on the record, so I have to call them rumors. I can't get kicked out of New York City for this one. So, okay, to keep it very brief, and I am far from the only one who thinks this. This was first a thing that people talked about when he was running for mayor, was the reason that it was unclear where he lived was there are rumors that he has two girlfriends, and he kind of, you know, in New Jersey, in this... I don't want to get into specifics, but that explained the housing confusion.
New Jersey mayoral polycule.
He's a greedy man.
Yeah. I do think it would be incredible if, for how mad the poly community would be if this was the representation they finally received.
They got him and Bill de Blasio.
Yes, yes.
Strange bedfellows of the Turkish community in New York City and the poly community in New York City.
I will say that ever since the indictment, it's now been a thing where finally people are saying, okay, people have to report the poly stuff, but no one's been willing to do it yet.
That's
the New York
wild.
Times came very close during his mayoral campaign, but they didn't quite do it.